because the rulers did not have to wait for the technology. And 100 years ago and 200 years ago, people were occupying, were creating communities in space, and were using networks of communication and information. And I started by saying that the control of information and communication throughout history has been absolutely essential for the post power, and the counter power has always been on creating alternative networks of information and communication. Absolutely. The question then is not that. The question is, what is new and specific of the fact that now and from now on, forever, the forms of social mobilization, collective action, etc., are based on the internet, first of all. This is going to be a permanent feature. All the movements, all the protests, all mobilization of all sides are constructed around the internet. So which are the specific effects of this horizontal networking, of this lack of a command and control center, of this constant ability to relate to each other and to the hypertext without impediment? Which are the specific effects of this on the dynamics of social movement? So it's not just a tool. It's an organizational form. It's a cultural logic that has to be investigated, not declared one way or another, simply because people don't know what it is. The Holocaust, well, I'm against. And I think that it was one of the most barbarian acts ever in history. And for me, the critical point is how we make sure we do not create a condition for another Holocaust. For instance, of people in Finland who are not the true Finns, the true Finns come to power. Because what's going on in Europe is a tremendous xenophobic movement, particularly in the nice, cute Scandinavian democracies, and in the Netherlands, in other greatly civilized countries, much more than in the peaks in the southern countries. And that's a problem, because remember how Nazism and the Holocaust and all this came on the footsteps of a major economic crisis of political legitimacy, irresponsible political class. So the stage is set for extreme right-wing populist movements with a strong xenophobic racist component, coming even into government by vote, as Hitler did. And in that sense, this apparently naive, innocent, Occupy movement, and Dignat movement, is the only grassroots process that is taking place against the barbarianism that spreads in society with the indifference of a political elite that has one only concern, how to keep things going as they were, to protect their vested interests. Then, about the specificity of killings of the internet face-to-face, well, look, we are not living in a world which is exclusively virtual or exclusively face-to-face. It's both, constantly. Our lives are both in the internet and face-to-face, constantly. And therefore, all our connections are the interaction between the two. Now, how much it has been studied, which are the emotions and the links that are stronger in the internet or face-to-face? Of course, the face-to-face links are stronger. But in the internet can be maintained. And also, if you don't have the possibility of linking face-to-face with the person you want to link, and you can link in the internet for other reasons, then it becomes much more effective in the internet. So emotionally, the internet provides an alternative when you cannot operate face-to-face. Of course, face-to-face, because of the bandwidth, let's say, of human interaction, is much broader face-to-face than in the internet, even with hypertext or whatever you want, of course, is much more directly connected to arousing feelings, intense feelings, emotions. However, you should not forget about the way of love relationships in the internet, which are sweeping the world, particularly because they don't know exactly the other person face to face. It's not the identity. It's a complete false statement that the majority of all these things in the internet.